Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Point of view.
Legal matters. All right, so she's in. She actually is here. I was just a little delayed, but she is here. And Tabi Singh Dubazana, good evening and welcome.
Good evening. So glad to be back. Nearly fell off the chair today.
Nobody would have known. I wasn't going to say.
It was hilarious.
Nobody would have known. They were just going to hear a thump. You know, the real drama is behind the scenes.
Yes.
People have no idea. The real show is behind the scenes. So, no, Tabi Singh, I was saying absolutely nothing. They were going to hear something go, wah, and then that was going to be it. We were going to pretend like nothing. We were going to broadcast with you on the floor. We're just going to give you a mic to carry right along. So we're glad you didn't fall. We're glad you didn't fall.
Yes.
You want to speak about revenge porn?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a very interesting case. Especially, remember last year, we were around about this time, we were talking about year-end functions and all of those things and what could be the consequences of all of those. Now, this particular revenge porn case, this is what happened. The Mudibedi and Tabiseng were married.
Yes.
And then Mudibedi decides to start a relationship with Pimer. And
okay.
And then Mudibedi chooses to not inform Pimer that there's a Tabiseng in the picture.
It's always like that.
It's always like that.
It's always like that. Who tells the other that I'm busy cheating? It's always like that.
Never happens. So now Mudibedi has this beautiful relationship for a few months.
Did you say beautiful?
Well, what can we say? It was great while it lasted.
This is with a sidekick.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So they have their relationship for a few months, if not a year. And then eventually Tabiseng finds out about Pimelo. Mm. And then, you know, it all goes down south after that. So when it goes down south, Tabiseng instructs Mudibedi, please end this relationship because no. And indeed.
So she's not saying, let's end our relationship.
Correct.
She's saying, end the extramarital affair.
Yes.
Okay.
And at this stage, Pimelo now finds out that there's Tabiseng in the picture. So Tabiseng, Pimelo is now also of the opinion that, yes, let it end.
Wait a minute. So Pimelo didn't know there was Tabiseng?
No.
She also didn't know he was married?
No.
Okay. It gets interesting.
Yes.
So both poor women had no idea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He really is an idiot.
I guess. So now it goes
Clever. So the married man did not even bother to tell the other that I'm married.
Yes.
Okay.
So now the relationship with Pimelo ends, and when it ends, Mudibedi refuses to accept that this relationship is over. In fact, he goes back and begs for the relationship to continue.
He's begging who?
Pimelo.
The sidekick.
The sidekick. Mm. To say, no, listen, no, I can't live without you. I love you and all these things. And, you know, Tabiseng, I mean, Pimelo, the side chick decides, no, I'm not going to do this. You did not inform me in the first place.
I needed to have the choice.
I needed, exactly. And then when Mudibedi realizes that this side piece is not going to take him back, he then says, you know what, entleg, I will show you.
He does?
Yes. Oh, wow. I will show you. If you don't conform to my requests that we should continue this relationship, I have this video of us where we were doing X, Y, and Z.
Wait, I'm just gathering my my GPS.
Okay. Gather it.
He threatens the extramarital
Correct.
Lady.
Yes.
To release a video.
No. He has the video.
He wants to now release
the
video.
Oh, yes.
Where's the wife? So what happened to that marriage?
So the marriage is still existing.
And he's threatening.
And he's threatening.
To use a video.
Yes.
Of an extramarital affair.
Yes. Okay. So now Mudibedi is like, if you don't. In fact, it went down from a relationship to let's at least continue the conjugal rights that came with a relationship.
What?
And still, Ntabi Singh did not want, I mean, the side piece did not want this to happen. And then it ended up in a point where MDBD shows the video that he took without her knowing.
Oh my God.
That this is what was happening. If you do not take me back, I will make sure that our friends, your family and your colleagues, in fact, your senior management people will know about this. So she does not believe that he will actually go through with this. And then he creates a fake Facebook account. In this Facebook account, that's when he now posts all these videos. pictures and everything. And then he tags the friends, he tags the family, he finds the bosses of this poor woman and sends it to them and all of that. Whilst all of that is happening, now comes the wife. The wife on that very same Facebook page is like, yeah, ibile wena. But this is what you're doing, and you're supposed to be this professional. You're supposed to be a woman of God. All of these things. So, and now he's also sending emails to the bosses of this particular individual. It got so bad that she had no choice but to resign because she was now traumatized beyond words, and she's still, per the papers, she's still attending therapy to deal with all of these things. Eventually, she then decided, it's time, let me deal with this in terms of the legal sphere. She then approaches a court for protection orders. The protection orders were granted. But he and his wife were still continuing with the harassment, regardless of the piece of paper that was granted against them. In fact, in one of the protection orders, part of the order was that they were supposed to hand over the cellular phone that had the recording, and they refused to do so up until the High Court gave the ruling that it did. But I don't think in that particular ruling that the cell phones were handed in also. But be that as it may, she used all of this and went to court and made sued for $2.5 million for damages and defamation. The list is the court added so many things to that and then increased the $2.5 million to $3.5 million and said the $2.5 million is for your pain and suffering. Yes, but now
loss of income.
Yes,
as well.
All of these things, the trauma that you went through, we are adding an extra million. So the court, when it was going through its judgment and going through the evidence that was put before it, the civil side, obviously, it is defamation, it is the trauma, it is the violation of one's human rights in terms of one's dignity in the constitution and all of those things. And then there's also the criminal aspect, which is yet to be followed.
Yes.
Hopefully she will follow that route as well, because she's entitled to do so.
Yes.
There is criminal inuria.
Yes.
There is... what is this? That I won't remember the name.
Okay.
But there's two charges that she can follow with regard to that. And also the publication of information without one's consent. Poppy Act is right there within it. And with that, it makes you have to be very wary of what it is that you've post on the socials. It is important for you to know that you cannot hide behind an anonymous account. And that's what we see all the time on social media. People hide behind anonymous accounts and then they harass people. I remember we talked about this earlier when we were talking about the Domestic Violence Act and the Harassment Act as well, to say, how do we deal with people who try and hide behind the anonymity of social media posts?
Well, there's so many questions because was she let off scot-free, the wife?
No. She was the second respondent. First respondent was the husband. Second respondent was the wife. So both of them are being slapped with the $3.5 million bill, and the one who pays absolves the other.
Does the court take into account affordability?
No.
So what if they don't have the $3.5 million?
So now you have the opportunity to attach any and everything of theirs. If they're business owners, you attach that. If they've got pensions, you can attach
Okay, so you can yank from the pension fund.
Correct, yes. You can do that same by virtue of a court order. We've attached this, that, and the other. You can probably return it back to the court and say, we have attached as much as we can. This is how much we got. So now with the balance, this person has been working for Kaya for X amount of years. The pension is estimated to be X amount. We believe if we can just attach that, we can get our amount there. The court can give you the go-ahead to do so.
And no chances of them sort of appealing this?
Oh, there's always going to be a chance for people to appeal, but the grounds of appeal would be very interesting to know. Now, what are you going to rely on for appealing? Are you going to say that the judge erred in the manner in which that they gave the conclusion that they did? The analysis of the evidence, the analysis of the law, there was their misunderstanding of the law, all of those things. So these are part of the grounds that one would rely upon when we are appealing.
What are the chances that he must and can land in jail, apart from 3.5?
Very, very high.
You know, how can we explore the idea of him, just him and his wife going
yes,
to jail?
Yes, definitely. So, I mean, like I said, the crime of criminal injury already is existing there. That, if you're found guilty, is a minimum of 3 years imprisonment already from that alone. And then with regard to criminal...
Walwala. Like this guy. This guy. No, man.
Yeah.
He's sick. Wow. So there was a case, it wasn't exactly like that, but it was similar. A case, maybe a lot of you remember it, of a couple, which couple was not supposed to be doing what they were doing. It was on an office block. And
I remember
that.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody filmed it, unfortunately. Mm. But the issue about the case was that someone decided to publish the names of the people and then send it to the companies they work for to say this is and show us, the public, their faces. So while we were watching what we were watching, we didn't know who it was. We just saw, in fact, I remember she was wearing yellow.
Yes.
She was wearing,
I remember that.
Beautiful yellow dress.
Yes.
She was wearing yellow. But the point is that we couldn't see who she was.
Yes.
We couldn't see faces or anything. But some clever person decided to use technology to identify her, literally show us her face and his face, identify who they were and the companies they work for, and tag them and, because these people thought, you know, they're pretty smart.
Yeah.
Would this be sort of similar?
It would. It would, because remember, already there's the taking of the video without the party's consent. That's already the first problem. That
even if it wasn't public?
Even if it was in public.
Interesting.
So I still need to give you my consent. So, for example, if we were to, in this setting, have somebody who is not part of us recording us, we haven't given them that consent. We need to give you, whether it's public or not, but there's always an exception to every rule.
Yes, there is, media and all of that. There
yes.
Is, yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to be doing it
for the purposes
yes,
of...
Yes, yes, all of those things. But the bottom line is that there has to be consent. Now, with that being said, the video is already out there. I'm already knowing that that is me in that particular video. But now nobody actually knows that it's me. The person who made the choice to go and dig up this
yes.
information, that's where the fault starts to be.
And publicly shame me.
Yes. Mm. Because nobody would have been any wiser apart from myself and my partner.
Yeah.
But you have made the public aware, which will now most likely cost me my job.
Well, that's what that person did. They said, Ntabiseng Dubazana, who works at company X, is busy doing this right now and showed us her face.
Yeah, and you're costing me my job, which means I can go after you for the said damages and loss of income. And if the policy in my workspace is that I should not be found doing certain things or bringing the company into disrepute, then that can be used against me in a disciplinary inquiry. And I can go after you for that. So these are the things that people need to be very, very worried about.
So in this case, it would be for publishing information without permission.
Yes, yes. I did not give you the consent to publish my personal information, my name, where I work, probably even my cell phone number sometimes. That's what you always
see. And defame me.
And defame me. And defamation on that scale, the court, if it was being heard before this particular judge, maybe you would have gotten, that person would have got 3.5 million. This one is setting a precedent for the amount more than anything else. We've had many, many defamation cases, which also deal with revenge porn in many instances. But it's the first time that the court has set a precedent of 3.5 million. It is the highest that we have in the country.
Hallelujah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back after this. All right, Ntabiseng Dubazana is here. And yeah, you know, as usual, 086-000-0959. You can send voice notes as well on 063-688-0959. Ntabiseng, when you speak of precedents, for instance, you know, we've always heard of the US being that kind of place where anybody can sue the pants off you, and you will never dare do something like that again. Why is it that, you know, we haven't had that culture here? Your sense of that?
Our courts are expensive, unfortunately, and the courts that actually set precedent are even more expensive. The High Court is not the cheapest one to go
into. I get you. You know? So going through that system itself is an expensive exercise.
So people just choose not to do it. Our law is supposed to be the most accessible, I mean, with the way in which it is framed and all of that, but unfortunately it is not. And therefore, people who could be the ones to change certain things and sue the pants off everybody, like you said, do not have the funds to do so. That's the sad part.
Was it with costs?
It was with costs.
Good.
In this particular application. And I think it was cost pin delayed, which means, not pin delayed, sorry, I was in the Rule 43 court today. It was attorney-client costs, if I'm not mistaken, which is a very good one.
Yeah, and it's expensive.
Yes, it is very expensive. And I think two consuls were appointed.
Yep, that's expensive.
That's a lot of money. So over and above her getting her,
3.5
her money,
million.
Yes, then her fees most likely will be covered. So that is also very
that
good.
That marriage is not going to last.
No.
Sophia is calling us from Katlehong. Hello, Sophia.
Hello, Pamela. Also, Tavisha Molikai.
Even if a sile wili ering utlo siela ntabiseng le mang manchelete and all of those things, ngwana onani a claim against the sister state and that wahai, right? Which means that upon dad's death, when he register the estate with the master's office, there is something that we call the next of kin affidavit. In that next of kin affidavit, that's where we are now setting aside hore mufu unananin Thabiseng, who is the firstborn, born in 1990 something, and then we just relay all that information in that situation. So if you find out that the estate of mufu was lodged, and then your child, who is mufu's child, was not registered there, you just approach the master and you inform them that, listen, my child has a claim against the deceased estate. He has proof that indeed this person was either maintained or was born of the deceased. And then they can update that in the system. And that's why it is important, when people pass away, we need to know who is the next of kin, because the estate is getting finalized, and just as about it's about to get closed, then now children come out of the woodwork. So go now if you're away, if the estate is registered. No, not really. But before banabanandi claim, creditors come first. So if mufu unanani skoloto, repatala bona pili, chinch.
Mara Sophia, I think we must clarify this.
Yeah.
If mufu Sophia, let's say unali insurance, ne? And mo insurancing ubeile bana babang, abe abahao, ne?
Yes.
And haitswane application haitswane. Wa utwane.
Okay.
Mm. Lona le tlo claima ho estate, ne?
Eh.
Ha le di automatic beneficiaries.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So if ha ho fetse o patela dikoloto tsa hae, ho sala ho sna niks. o ka etse ha hore bana ba hao ba tsamae ba sna next mari ba le ba bang bana ba abakentse mo insurance mo life policy bona ba tlo e kreya o tlo re botlhokonyana
ya ina le pedi nyana ka
wa o santsa le pe o santsa phela
aina santsa na phela ntsa le ditshele
ke yona nako ya o ilukisa ta
a ke nye ngwana ka gana
ke yona nako ya o lukisa ke yona nako ya o lukisa
Oh, I hate a wheelie. Here.
No, no, no. Twenty. I look at that.
Yes.
Serious.
Yo.
I look at that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
me.
You.
Thank All you. Right. Bye. Matsidiso is calling from Orange Grove. Hello, Matsidiso.
Good evening. Advice regarding something that is not related to the topic you're on about.
No problem.
On the 5th of October, going to my gym. In the morning, just before 8 o'clock, give it not vision, what cause I think the one in Wanderers Planet Fitness, their boom gate was malfunctioning. Well, I wasn't aware it was malfunctioning. What I knew was for the past month, even now, it's not working. So the boom is always up. So this morning I drove through. My front tires went through, as always. You don't imagine anything can happen. The next thing, I just had a noise coming underneath my car.
Yo.
When I stopped and looked, the spikes came up and ripped off my rear tires, plus pulled out something underneath my car. So I had two tires that were flat. I didn't get any help in terms of towing the car because now it's two tires. Even today, I'm still waiting for management to call me. Every time I ask and I get told, last week I had to fill another form of the complaint. I had to get more invoices and submit to them.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I used my own tow, which was my own free, last free tow that I had, which I've lost now. And every time I go to gym, I'm traumatized because the bone is always up. Not working for coming in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is it going to happen again? Is it going to happen? So, I mean, today I wanted to go to the gym.
Masiri, so just move around a little bit that I'll lose a hanyan, innit?
Okay,
yeah, you're fine now. You're fine now.
No, the other part is that apart from the money that I spent, the runaround and the trauma of going there, and worse, none of the managers has never called me. Every time I promised to be called, now they're refusing to give me the details for their head office because I'm at a stage where I want to take myself to their head office.
Yeah.
I've tried call centers, I've tried everything for them. Nothing is working.
Yeah.
It's like they're hoping one day I forget about it or I'm not around anymore, you know, and it's over.
Yay, ki hora feeling me.
Yeah, I know.
Hey?
I know. The Plant Fitness, is it independently standing up or it's part of the mall?
It's independent
situation. It's independent. Okay, who do we hold liable?
It's them.
I know. In that case then, failure for them to respond, let me ask, how much is the damages so far?
It's the toll was from my own insurance, which is part of my deal, and then the two tires together came to almost 6,000. It's 5,000. I can't remember the other, but it's close to 6,000. Yeah, just the two tires. Yeah,
and the other malfunctioning part.
Yeah.
Wherever the other damage is.
The other damage is the part that fell off underneath my car. I managed to get it back, and the guys that did my tires, did the wheel alignment and checked what else was damaged underneath, which wasn't anything, and then they put back that part.
That's not how we work. You must count it.
Hey.
I get it. Someone had to fix it. I would say it. No. Ibale. You must account for it.
So another reason I was asking how much it costs Nematiriso is because I was trying to see, Hore, would it warrant you getting an attorney? It's, if it's below 20,000, the entire
that's
cost.
That's the problem.
Yes.
That's why Matiriso, you see, what you're doing now with your claim, you are minimizing your claim. It then changes the category with where you would be placing your complaint or claim.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it falls under small claims court, yes, or whatever. So you are the one who's saying, no, tow truck was my cost because it's insurance. Minus one cost. Patinyana ele, no, I managed to get someone to help me, minus cost number two. No, you must properly, fully account for,
yes,
the damage.
So ask your insurer.
On the day.
Yes.
On my insurer on the day, I asked them to assist me.
Yes.
And they said to me they can only that cost their toll if I pay the toll truck myself. I couldn't do it.
What you can do, though, Mercedes, it's fine. What you can do, I agree, you have the distance of where the car moved from to where it went, ne?
Yes.
And that's a quotation you can get anyway.
Mm.
You can, and you just get a quote, three quotes, so that you are not cheating anybody. Including the quote of the part that you didn't have to fix but was someone helped you. You just get three quotes of all the things that, yes, you did. The tires, even if it meant you went to buy second-hand tires. No, get the quote of the real price of the tires. Then put that together.
Yes.
That's the quote you are working with when you're going the legal route.
And also request your insurer to give you a breakdown of what that particular thing that they covered you, because you're still paying for it at the end of the day. The fact that you didn't pop out cash for that day, you are going to pay for it in any event in your premiums. So ask them to give you how much what they did cost, so you can add it there. But once everything is done and dusted, I care, if it's over 20,000 rand, then it's the Match Court platform where you can get an attorney to send a letter of demand, because these things scare people. Once an LOD is out, then they usually work quickly on their feet. But if it's below 20,000 rand, then you still approach a small claims court. They will give you a summons. In that summons, they are still requested to appear in court. Failure of them to appear in court to account for that part, for their part in this whole situation, could lead to them being held in contempt of court. So get that information, calculate how much you have spent or lost, and then from that, it will determine, Hogana, where do you go? Do you go to Merge Court? Do you go to Small Claims Court? And with that, it will tell you which route you need to go to.
Okay. You still drive through the same malfunctioning.
Today I couldn't even go because I just thought about it when I'm being made a fool. I'll be talking to the very same people that will be telling me that.
And they're not fixing the problem. How many other people are going to go through your
2 months, nothing hasn't been done.
No, man.
And apparently, I'm not the only one that it happened to. The one person, apparently, it happened twice. They're also going through the same.
So why don't you make it? Why don't you join hands so that the bigger? Yes.
They are refusing to give me the names. I just hear from our club members, and the one guy even told me how it almost happened to him.
Yo.
So, yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay, thank you, Masidi. So give us an update, ne? Thank you so much. All right, I've got Thabang on the line. Hello, Thabang.
Hi, ma'am. How are you? Good evening.
Good. How are you? How are you, Thabang?
Good. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. And good evening, sister. Thank you.
Good evening, Tete. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, and yourself?
Good. Thank you.
Great. I need your advice on a matter, right? my car was involved in an accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I took it to the panel beater.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't get the paint right.
Yes.
And then as a result, my car came back. It looked very different from how it looked when it went in for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so noticing how bad the car was, then we then agreed that they should try and then paint the whole car, got the same color.
Mm.
Whatever.
Mm.
So then the amount in Nendedumela Nekayona, Nekaba Pateji, like half. So I never paid them the balance because I was not happy, got the color, and they were like, okay, no, that's fine. They couldn't get the color right. Fine, I don't have to pay them the balance.
Yes.
So within 2 years, the paint started peeling off. While I look on their email, they bumpa a lifetime guarantee or warranty, sorry, on the paintwork. So I took the car back.
Yes.
They sprayed it again. It came out a different color again. You know, it's a very difficult color. Okay, what are the Renault Clio? That's the red.
Okay, yeah.
That's the color, yes. Most of the guys, they can't get it right.
Okay.
So I took the car there more than three times, and every time it comes back looking very different. So.
Yes.
Then the fourth time I took it there, I said to the guys, look, guys, because this is a business car, so now the deal is I'm bringing the car back for you to repair, but for every week that the car spends at your workshop, this is how much you guys will pay me.
Yeah.
For potential loss of earnings.
Yes.
And then that was the deal. We then agreed. So I took the car in. They paid me the first week.
Yeah.
And then the second week they didn't pay me because they I don't know why they decided not to pay me for the second week. And then eventually, because I was just tired of taking my car back, I still took the car back and it still looked very bad.
Mm.
So I then took the matter to the ombudsman.
Okay.
And then they came back and said to me, the thing is, the panel beater sent an offer to say, okay, we can pay you the outstanding amount of that week that we did not pay you on provision that this matter is settled, and then you will never claim anything in the future from us again. And I rejected that because the money that they owing me is a different agreement altogether. So they cannot use it to bargain on this one as a form of a solution.
Mm.
And then, but it has been it's been like 2 months now. I've never heard from the ombuds, and I wrote to them like twice already asking for an update on the matter. I haven't gotten any response.
No, the backlog on the ombud
is insane.
Very long. 2 months is nothing.
Mm.
Kidija.
No,
yes.
The ombud is ish. And you know, I'm afraid to say you are going to probably get very little joy.
Mm.
They don't have capacity, and that queue is very long.
Ever.
Yes. So
can I then make it a civil case? Can I sue them for all the damages that they have caused on my car?
Yes, you can, but you have to wait for the ombud. Because you started in the ombud, they are going to bring it up as a defense to say your matter is not ripe for hearing. Let's wait for the ombud. If the ombud supports you, then we're good to go. We'll abide by it because it's a ruling like a normal ruling. Again. But if the ombud is against you, then you have the platform to now take that decision on review. So that is going to be the opposition that will work against you if you take it to the courts.
Mare, you know with the ombud, once you've started, you just have to be patient. Eh? It's just one of those. Yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
You will probably get a hearing date for next year, mid next year. And then the outcome will be end of next year, maybe 2026.
Give or take a year.
Yeah.
Guys, you are taking my hope away completely.
No, right, manager. Right. On at least with Norobala, no, it's not coming tomorrow.
No.
Whereas yesterday you thought it's coming tomorrow.
Exactly.
So, fella high blood pressure, relax. But it's not coming tomorrow. Askies. All right. Thanks, Sabang.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more of your questions. 086-000-0959. You can send voice notes as well on 063-688-0959. Any question, right? Absolutely any question. Ntabi Seng Dubazana is here.
Hi, Pamela. Mine is a bit different. The guy that I was dating, I had him arrested. He kept on hacking me, writing things on Facebook about me. He even wrote down that I want a man, and he wrote my numbers. Even today, I still get those text messages. Guys are asking me out because apparently I wrote that I'm single and stuff. And he even came to my house. I was not around. He had a key, and then he tore my clothes apart. He destroyed like my groceries. He took some of my other stuff. I just found out now when I was looking for my other sunglasses that they're not here. And so, and I served him with a protection order. So we'll be going on court on the 4th of December for the protection order. So I want to know, can you please, like, guys, advise me further? Like, what's going to happen? Like, will he be able, or the court will make him to pay whatever damages that he has caused.
Hi, but walala. So umu maketile
and broke into the property.
Hi, guys.
And stole things and tore things.
I know.
And now by a domestic violence court.
No.
Unfortunately, the domestic violence court had a platform.
It's not the same.
Yahorabanim payback for the damages. What I would advise is she said she already take him to court the first time. Do it the criminal jail.
Unabata a protection order.
She must now take it further. Halo bule a criminal case because already there's housebreaking and theft in there because he broke into your property. He did not have permission to go in there. And he took stuff from you.
He defamed you.
Yes.
How?
And then over and above housebreaking and theft, there is MITP, malicious damage to property. He cut up your clothes. He
but
ruined
your
grocery.
But when you publish your cell phone numbers.
Exactly. And then now we're going for criminal inuria, which is what you're referring to. So there's at minimum, there's three criminal charges that can be leveled against this individual. So I would suggest that before the 4th of December, make sure you've opened a criminal case so you can present it in court and say the CAS number attached that I got via SMS for the things that he has done is this. I need protection because this is coming as well, so that the court can see how serious the situation is.
Hi, people are sick, man.
No, man.
Huh? Hi, walwala mutuli. Hi, askisi. No, man. No, man.
Huh? Just on.
Okay. Hi, Tabi saying. Okay. Where were we? Wow.
They kind of marry each other, these things that are, especially this voice note from the revenge porn, because it is just horrible harassment and stalking and it's really bad. Unfortunately, a lot of people go through this.
So, for instance, with the issue of publishing someone's publishing someone's telephone number to advertise yourself. I mean,
they say truth is stranger than fiction. Yes.
Because I'm thinking, you know, and also part of, and maybe we didn't touch on this, part of the bigger problem for me is even as, you know, we get the person to pay and to go to jail and whatever, the internet doesn't forget.
No.
So you're going to be looking for a job somewhere and
this is going
voila,
to pop up.
There's you advertising yourself.
Mm.
Huh?
But that's why it would be important to get this court order so that it can be shown that it wasn't me and here's the proof to do so. Because you know when you go for a job interview,
it will come
it's
up.
It's going to come up.
No. So in that case, would you sue that person for damages?
Yes. So I would say go on the attack. Criminal case, go for those three charges. You already opened the domestic violence case. Open the civil suit as well for defamation. You know, go the full Monty so that this person has no leg to stand on going forward when it comes to
And to your
you.
Point about the one who got 3.5 million.
Yes.
The chances are, with a video like that,
yes,
you're probably not even going to be able to get a job.
Yes.
Because sometimes they don't even talk to you. It's while during the application process, something like this comes.
Yes.
They don't even ask. They don't even bring you in for an interview. That's the end of you. That's the end of the chapter.
In fact, this 3.5 million case, the plaintiff actually states that she hasn't left her home in over a year. Because every time she walks out, people go like, hey, how's the video? How are you doing? You know? And as a result, when she tries to get a job, that is one of the first things
that pop up. It's going to pop. Family.
She hasn't had a relationship.
Does she have children?
No, thank goodness she didn't have children.
Thank goodness.
But the family, Libo and other, were being harassed because of her videos. So they were being tortured at work. They'd be like, this is your daughter, this is your sister, all of that. So that is why she hasn't left the house. So with this, it is to compensate for the fact that she's not able to earn a living as a result of the actions of this particular individual.
That's very cruel. Let's take a listen to a voice note.
If maybe Kibuzi case, let me say legal aid and so on, and they keep on changing their lawyer on my case, and at the end, Mochibuzi case against him or her, we change address or Watamaya in that address. So legal aid is in Tenakoyag. So the time here, go sheriff, it'll remain at Pampir. But to let me the problem among communicating or else maybe if maybe chinchilla somebody or maybe and so on. Not trace maybe come tracer or legal aid come tracer or maybe private lawyer come tracer or anything. I just want to find out.
Unfortunately, legal aid is very limited. Got the civil attorneys.
And I was going to say, Huru, you know, it's such a common problem.
Yes.
The attorneys.
Yes.
It's so common.
Yeah.
But they get bigger offers. They don't stay there for very long. And it's unfortunately ki reality.
So as a result, they don't have the capacity to deal with a lot of matters that are civil litigation. But to answer question, your service, you have the right to trace away now and then give the information to legal aid to say, this is where this person lives, because I can tell you now, the facilities that they have do not give them the kind of leeway to do the trace jobs to find out and all of that. But yes, private attorneys, we are able to do that. It's either we do a TPN trace or a deed search or whatever, and we're able to find this individual if they do duck and dive. Mara, if this person after duck and dive has been found and continues to do so, we can make an application for substituted service where you can serve them go WhatsApp, pick up Facebook or whatever other social platform, and then the court can accept it as service. But you need to make sure that this is conversely your lawyer and then you're able to proceed going forward.
Hmm. Yeah, guys, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for all your questions. And we are looking forward to more of this next week. And Thabiseng will be back on Wednesday. We can get into it so that we don't run out of time. Thabiseng, thanks again. Where do people find you?
So we are at 272 Oak Avenue in Randburg. We're on the ground floor, office G2. Otherwise, please call us on 087-265-8010, or you can WhatsApp us on 079-654-7523, or send us an email on info@dubazanaattorneys.co.za.
Thanks, Thabiseng, and I'll be back tomorrow at 8.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.